We're working our way through the gratitude we feel from being saved from our sins. Question 88, 89, and 90 are all directly related to each other. It says, what is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? The answer is two things. First, the dying away of the old self, and second, the rising to life of the new. And there's four passages here that I'll read. Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. And in verse 11, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians 5, a verse you would have heard a lot, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And then the last one in Colossians chapter 3. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. And if you remember, one of the only times that Mark wore a sports coat to a message was a message he had on putting off and taking off and putting on. He was talking about that we put off the old self just like a coat and we put on a new self. And we are clothed in his righteousness.